Thanks. Here, let me help.
Thank you, Mrs. J. You're going to Charlie's Halloween party tonight, aren't you?
Yes, I've got my costume right here.
You're going as a file clerk.
Oh, no. This is just some work from the help center. When you stop by before the party, you'll get to see my costume.
Oh, splendid. I just love Halloween. The goblins, the monsters, the ghouls. It's what America is all about.
Oh. I'm home. That's a great costume, Harpo Marx, right? Is George getting ready? Good. Did you call about the jack-o'-lantern? Why not? Oh. Huh?
I'm sorry, Miss Jefferson. I just didn't have time to carve the pumpkin.
Oh, that's a shame. Halloween is not the same without a jack-o'-lantern.
We could stick a candle in Mr. Jefferson's mouth and watch his eyes light up.
Oh, Florence, I want to show you something. How do I look?
Like you mugged a Muppet.
Shut your mouth and open your eyes, because I'm the guy who's going to win
first prize. Oh, George, you're the little tramp.
I knew someday you'd see it my way.
Oh, it was a great idea for all of us to dress up as old movie stars.
Yeah, I know it was a great idea. It was my idea. I'm gonna win that costume contest tonight because I got... Get that out. Like I was saying, when those judges see me, their eyes gonna pop out. I'm gonna be so sharp.
Stop that!
Tonight's gonna be great. I'm gonna go up there to pick up my trophy. I'm gonna feel like a fish. What the hell are you doing?
Oh, George, Florence is just having fun.
But I hate fish.
It's only rubber.
Oh, yeah, it probably tastes like your pot roast.
You know, Halloween is so much fun.
Yeah, I remember when I was a kid.
You must have a great memory.
We were so poor, we used to buy for apple cores.
Tell me about it. My first party, I couldn't afford a costume. So I just wrapped myself up in tinfoil and came as leftovers.
When we went trick-or-treating, we usually didn't get no candy. So we just went around soaping windows.
I never did that.
From the looks of these windows, you still don't.
We when it comes to work, I do my share.
Yeah, you share it with everybody else.
Oh, please, don't you two start. I just want a quiet, peaceful evening. I've been working so hard at the help center, it's got me seeing double.
Lord, that must be rough, seeing two of him.
Oh, I better get dressed. I invited Tom, Helen, and Mr. Bentley over for a drink.
I wonder who they're going to be.
Probably the Three Stooges. Florence, fix me a drink.
I'm off duty.
No, you ain't. It's Halloween. All witches are on duty. What's that supposed to mean?
Miss Jefferson don't want us talking nasty to each other tonight, so I'll be honking my thoughts.
Well, you keep your honking to yourself. Okay, you like sounding like a goose? Why don't you waddle over and answer the door?
Oh, that was a good one.
Hello, hello. Oh, Florence, what a wonderful costume. You look just like Harpo Marx.
Thank you, Mr. Bentley. And you look just like...
Ducky Dempster.
Yeah. Who?
Ducky Dempster. He's my favorite British comedian.
Oh, that Ducky Dempster.
Yes. Yeah, one of his favorite characters is Percy the Barkeep. He says... Oh, you say you want a fib of scotch and 2 pints of gin in your garage by 8:30? That ought to take the mice out of your art home. Oh, I've got 1,000 of them.
Any of them funny?
Mr. J, you make a wonderful Charlie Chaplin. I was wondering if I could ask you a favor. I need to borrow your balcony.
What for?
To set up my telescope. I want to view the dog star.
Lassie?
No, serious.
I am serious.
No, Sirius is the dog star. You see, it's rising tonight, and I can't see it from my balcony.
Oh, sure, go ahead. Help yourself, set it up.
Ah, thank you, Mr. J. You're a pip.
A pip? Wait till Gladys Knight hears that.
Florence, peel me a grape.
My goodness, look at that necklace.
Goodness had nothing to do with it. How you doing, big boy?
Who you calling boy?
Who you calling big?
Oh, Mae West. Say, ain't it true you've had dozens of interesting men in your life?
It ain't the men in my life. It's the life in my men that count.
Oh, Weezy, you look great.
Oh, thank you, George. Now, I just want to go in and check on my makeup. Why don't you come up and see me sometime?
Did you set up your telescope yet?
Oh, yes. As the Ducky Dempster would say, full speed ahead and watch out for the horse's underwear.
Hey, Bentley, how do you use this thing?
Oh, I'll show you, Mr. J. Just a moment. Just look in the eyepiece.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I can see into the apartment across the way. Hot damn, that woman ain't got nothing on but a bikini.
A bikini?
Yeah. I don't believe it, Bentley. She's doing jumping jacks. 1, 2.
Ain't that disgusting?
I don't know. I haven't looked yet.
Oh, the bathroom door must be stuck again. I'm coming, Miss Jefferson.
Here, Florence, let me help. Florence, are you all right, Mrs. J?
I'm fine, but we've got to get that door fixed.
Well, I'll be off. I'll be back later for the pre-party party. Until then, as Ducky Dempster would say, don't let your doggy take a shower. Don't let your doggy take a shower.
The man needs help.
24, 25.
Oh, what is George doing?
Oh, he's watching some girl through Mr. Bentley's telescope do her exercises.
Boy, Bentley, look at her go. Man, if I was only a few years younger.
If you don't get away from that telescope, you won't get any older.
Weezy.
You know, it's kind of cold out here. Let's get inside.
What were you looking at?
Nothing. Okay, I was looking into the church.
Then what were you counting?
My blessings.
Well, let me look for myself.
Hey, what's that?
What's what?
Forget it. Go ahead, look in the telescope. Well, what do you see?
Well, I don't see a church. I see... my God!
Boy, that must be a strong telescope.
Well, what's wrong, Miss Jefferson?
Weezy, you okay? Well, say something. Anything.
Horrible.
Horrible? What's horrible? What are you talking about?
I saw a man kill someone.
I don't see nothing.
Well, you must have moved the telescope. It happened out there in one of those buildings.
Which building?
I don't know.
Well, that narrows it down to Manhattan.
I've got to call the police.
The police?
Yes, somebody may be getting killed over there.
But I thought you said he already was killed.
He was killed, but I don't know if he's dead yet. Well, what I mean is... well, I don't know what I mean.
Okay, look, I'll call the police. You're too excited. Florence, fix Weezy a drink. I know she could use one. Hello? Get me the police. I want to report a murder. Of course it's an emergency. Hello? Look, my wife said she just saw somebody kill somebody. What did he look like?
He was about 5'10".
About 5'10".
And he had a mustache.
A mustache.
Horn-rimmed glasses.
Horn-rimmed glasses.
A furry ears and a cottontail.
Furry ears and a cottontail.
The killer was a rabbit.
Lord have mercy.
Hello. My wife said that the killer was a rabbit.
A white rabbit.
A white rabbit.
And tell him just before he shot the guy, he hit him with a big carrot.
Hello? Right. My name? Tom Willis.
You don't believe me, do you?
Of course I do, Weezy. But look, the police don't know you as well as I do. I mean, they'll never believe you.
Well, I'm telling you, I saw a man dressed like a rabbit kill somebody.
Miss Jefferson, I believe you thought you saw something. But you said yourself you were so tired you were seeing double.
But I only saw one rabbit.
Yeah, with a blackjack carrot.
Yeah, look, Weezy, you probably just saw two dudes fooling around. I mean, you know it is Halloween.
Well, maybe you're right. I guess it is kind of silly. Who ever heard of a killer rabbit?
Jimmy Carter.
Yeah, it was just an optical illusion, you know, like Florence's house cleaning. Well, I gotta try to cheer her up, Don.
Good evening, Florence. I'm afraid I didn't get that.
Why not? She's talking honky.
Hi, Mr. and Mrs. Willis. Come on in.
After you, Stanley.
No, Ollie. After you.
Oh, but I insist.
No, I insist.
Well, here's another fine mess you've gotten me into.
are great.
Thank you. Oh, what's this?
Just thought I'd give you a hand.
Hi, George. Chaplin. Oh, hi, Louise. Your costume is wonderful.
Hello, Helen.
What's the matter?
Oh, nothing.
Well, I hope we get a better reception at the contest. We went to a lot of trouble finding these costumes.
Oh, that's too bad. Why didn't the two of you just hold hands and come as a zebra?
I'm sorry, Helen. Your costumes are great. I'm just a little tired.
Well, I know how we can liven things up around here.
Are you leaving?
Come on, Helen. Let's do that bit we worked out for the contest tonight.
Great idea, Tom. Louise, wait until you see this.
All right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Stanley, do you have the time?
Yes, I do.
Well, would you mind telling me? Oh. There. See how simple that was?
It's 9 o'clock.
Ah! Thank you. George, this act will have people rolling in the aisles.
Yeah, I just hope you don't roll on them.
Trick-or-treat!
Hey!
Good evening, Mr. Jefferson, sir.
Hey, Ralph, who are the kids?
Well, sir...
Stick them up, Sidewinder.
Yeah, we want some candy.
Boy, that partner, now you wouldn't shoot a helpless little tramp, would you?
Please don't tempt them, sir.
We want some candy.
Yeah, we want candy.
Hey.
Give us some candy.
How'd you like a candy cane?
You touch us and we'll tell our grandfather.
Oh, yeah, and who's that?
It's Mr. Whittendale, sir.
Mr. Whittendale?
Yes, sir, your landlord, Mr. Whittendale. The man who was gracious enough to entrust me with the welfare of these two darling little boys. Sir, meet Willie and Wally Whittendale.
Oh, yeah, what great-looking kids. Yes, yes.
We want some candy.
Well, go help yourselves.
Okay.
Boy. Cute little kids. Happy Halloween.
I hope we do better on the next floor.
See you later, Ralph.
Oh, wait, sir, you forgot someone.
Oh, hey, I didn't even see you.
This is my nephew, Binky.
Trick or treat.
Look, Binky, I'm sorry, the Whittendales wiped out all the candy. Oh, hold. Look, here's a quarter. Go get your own.
No problem, Mr. Jefferson. Well, actually, sir, there is a bit of a problem. This time of night, most of the candy stores are closed, and you know how high the prices are on those all-night joints. Oh, thank you, sir. You know, with today's inflation, the cost of candy is way out of the average kid's price range. Oh, thank you, sir. I mean, it's a downright shame when a candy bar gets to the point of...
Here, take it off.
Thanks, Mr. Jefferson.
You're right, Uncle Ralph. He is a soft touch.
Isn't my nephew cute, sir?
Oh, yeah, cute kid. I can see the family resemblance.
Oh, really?
Yeah, your palms look exactly alike.
Louise, you're out of ice. Louise?
Oh, what, Tom?
You're out of ice.
Well, I'll go down to Charlie's and get some.
Oh, I'll get it, Louise.
No, thanks, Helen. I need to get some air.
What's the matter with Louise?
I don't know, but something's wrong. She said she needed some air.
Yeah, and it's all your fault, Willis.
My fault?
Yeah. If you stopped breathing, she'd have enough.
And welcome, Miss Mays.
Hi, Charlie. I love your costume.
Thank you.
Can you fill this up for me, please?
Gladly. What's your pleasure? Type O or B positive?
Ice cubes will do.
Oh, very well. I'll see what I can dig up.
Oh, my God. The killer. Leave me alone. I don't know anything. I never saw you before in my life.
It's me.
Oh, Mr. Bentley. The killer rabbit.
No, Ducky Dempster.
No, he's here in the bar.
Ducky Dempster? Oh, I must get his autograph.
No, the rabbit. I was looking through your telescope, and I saw a man dressed like a rabbit kill someone.
What?
And he's in here right now.
The man who was killed?
No. The killer. He's right over there.
Well, we have to do something.
Right.
What do we have to do?
Call the police.
Good thinking. Have you got a dime?
Oh, it's too late. He's leaving. Mr. Bentley, we've got to stop him.
Right. How?
I don't know.
Mrs. J, I'm not exactly the physical type. I get nosebleeds watching tennis.
He's leaving.
All right, I'll stop him, but I'll have to do it subtly.
Good.
Banzai!
What is it?
I got him, Mrs. J. Where did you get going?
To the bathroom, do you mind?
Mr. Bentley. Can't fool me, Jocko.
Mr. Bentley, that's not him.
I beg your pardon?
That's not him.
Oh. Trick or treats.
Are you okay?
Oh, I'm terribly sorry, sir. We mistook you for another rabbit.
Another rabbit.
I'm so humiliated.
Oh, look, here you go, Mrs. Jefferson. No hard feelings, right?
Well.
Ah, come on, have one on the house. Sit down. Allow me to prepare my specialty, Bloody Mary.
Mrs. J, I think we should go.
I can't understand it. I was sure I saw him in here just a moment ago.
Well, perhaps you're just imagining things.
That's what George and Florence said. Well, maybe they were right. But I could have sworn I saw a rabbit with horn-rimmed glasses and a mustache kill somebody.
Here are some scenes from next week's concluding episode.
What are you doing here?
You know why I'm here.
Oh, right. You want some candy.
I'm gonna throw you off the balcony.
Off the balcony?
It's perfect. Crazed housewife takes suicide plunge. Hell, I got a bullet in here for each one of you.
If you run short, somebody else can have mine.